Are you experiencing concern around your day-to-day finances? Feeling insecure about your income? Wanting to make a big purchase or life decision, but not sure what steps look like or even how to take those steps? Unsure if you'll meet your financial goals in the year ahead? Are you tired of people talking about some random cup that's half full? Brought to you by Cynthia Alice Anderson, Prosperity Capsule is a hand-selected, organic blend of authentic spiritual practices and universal methods of flow to receive universal abundance. Prosperity Capsule is your guide to spiritual manifestation so that you can release to make new. No more concern around your day-to-day finances. Cynthia has a plan for that. Feelings of insecurity about how much you make? Smile big because your recommended dose of Prosperity Capsule can help you channel unexpected income. Not sure what steps to take in making that big purchase? Cynthia's Prosperity Capsule provides you a methodical and logical approach on how to map out those steps. Ready to make big goals become a reality? Prosperity Capsule affirms your confidence into a can-do, positive, and realistic mindset. Are you ready to experience your cup not just half full, but overflowing? Then you should ask your doctor if Prosperity Capsule is right for you.
In various studies, Prosperity Capsule side effects include but not limited to abundance, joy, togetherness, feeling whole, finding value, discovering unlocked potential, openness, unexpected income, effective strategies, new perspectives, mindset shifts and enhancements, increased earning potential, and much more. Talk to your doctor about Cynthia Alice Anderson's Prosperity Capsule today.
The power of will. The power of will is our topic for today. We're continuing our study in the 12 powers as taught by Charles Fillmore. And we love the 12 powers because, again, it is a reminder to us that we are spiritual. We are spiritual beings living in a spiritual universe that is governed by spiritual law. And our work as spiritual seekers is to study, to know, and to, in fact, embody this Christ presence that was known so fully in Jesus. So the study of the 12 powers on our Prosperity Capsule is a way that we can give you a little taste of what it might be like to live a more spiritual life. And we know that all of us seek to live good spiritual lives, and that as we seek to do good in the world, to live from love, to live from this Christ consciousness, we all need new ideas, new ways to bring these teachings into focus. And so our study continues of the 12 powers. Again, today's study is the power of will. The power of will. Through Christ, divine will is now awakened in me. I invite you to say that with me. Through Christ, divine will is now awakened in me. I'm going to say it one more time. Through Christ, divine will is now awakened in me. Will is a very important aspect of our spiritual power. And, you know, as we delve in more deeply to the 12 powers, we discover that every 12 power that we discuss, every power has in it its negative as well. You know, so what we're seeking to do is live these powers from the highest spiritual consciousness. In other words, through the lens of the Christ presence. So as we think about will, and, you know, the first thing you probably thought of was, thy will be done. And of course, this is the highest affirmation, the highest intention we can have. Thy will be done. Thy will, not my will, but thy will be done. And we know this was the prayer of Jesus himself, given the hardest test of his life, of his ministry, and of his time here on earth. He was able to say, not my will, but thine be done. Also, as we move forward in the study of the 12 powers, you're probably starting to realize that all of the powers are working together. And that's what we seek to do. Even though each week we're touching on a different power, you know, we've talked about faith, we've talked about love, we've talked about wisdom and understanding, and there may be a couple more. But as we move through each one, and we're focusing on each one, I want to help you know and remind myself that just because we're mostly speaking of these separately, it doesn't mean that they are separate from any of the other powers. See, we are one whole being. And as a part of our being, in our spiritual nature, resides these 12 powers in 12 distinct places in the body. It's very similar to the idea of the chakras. So as we think about these, you know, 12 spiritual centers, we again want to be reminded that there is a positive and a negative aspect. In other words, a spiritual aspect and an aspect that is based in the limited self. So when I say through Christ, divine will is now awakened in me, it means we are seeking the highest will possible for our lives. It means that we are seeking to live from the Christ essence, the Christ presence. And so what we know is that as we seek to live from this place, that the divine presence is always in us, it is always with us, it is guiding us, it is directing us. And the power of will is necessary to be a force for good in the world. See, if we had understanding without will, we might not be able to move forward in life because it is will that moves our energy forward. So a negative use of will can become, you know, a power game. I'm going to use my will to control you. And part of the, you know, the great mystery to me of the spiritual life is we have what's called free will, which means even God has not required us to be and do a certain way. We were given free will. And what we're here to do on planet Earth is to choose wisely, right? To choose this higher will. So not my will, but thine be done. So we don't want to try to control every aspect of life. We don't want to try to control others' lives. We don't want to be willful. So when we think of will, that's often what we think is stubborn and willful and resistant. That's the, again, this is the negative aspect. But when you think of the spiritual or even universal aspect of will, the highest use of will, it was this use of will that Jesus used when he said to the storm, "Peace, be still." It was using the Christ power of power and will together. Peace, be still. And so sometimes in life, life gets hard. Well, sometimes we need to say to those problems in life, peace, be still. And we want to be able to approach life from this higher energy, this higher place where we can calm down the emotional reactions and live in a state of spiritual awareness. We want to be able to pray, "Not my will, but thine be done," realizing that God's will always comes from love. In the book, The 12 Powers, on page 109, Charles Fillmore says, "Not my will, but thine be done," is one of the most far-reaching affirmations of Jesus. And those who follow him and keep his sayings are finding great peace and relaxation of mind and body. Jesus, the mighty helper, is always present with those who are earnestly seeking to be Christians and to keep the divine law. "Not my will, but thine be done." This is our prayer. Through Christ, divine will is now awakened in me. Through Christ, divine will is now awakened in me. Not my will, but thine be done. Friend, I hope as you go throughout your day, as you are living life, maybe as a friend, as a parent, as a brother, as a sister, as a mom or a dad, please, please join me in this intention, this high spiritual intention to live, not my will, but thine be done. Not my will, but thine be done. And realize there is a higher energy, a higher will that comes in and through the Christ presence that resides within your very own being. Through Christ's divine will is now awakened in me. And so it is.
We hope you've enjoyed this Prosperity Capsule from the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. This channel is made possible because of listeners just like you. If you would like to support the channel with your tax-deductible contribution on an ongoing basis or through a one-time gift, head over to experienceofthesoul.com/support. This program is copyright 2021 Cynthia Alice Anderson, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is a production of 818 Studios.